Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon Show. I'm here joined by an old friend of the program, podcaster, hilarious person, Ray Kump is with us.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thank you. Getting over COVID-19, baby, I finally got it.
Did you eat a pangolin?
I don't know how I got it, but I just, it was probably just because everybody I know has it. Everyone in LA has it.
But you're vaccinated. So it's helping you.
I mean, you know what's so funny is no, you could tell that no one has any trust in the vaccine because as soon as you tell people you have it, they're like, oh my God. Oh my God. And I'm like, well, I'm vaccinated. I'm supposed to be okay, right? They're like, dude, be careful. Literally, people were texting me. They're like, be careful. I'm like, and these are the same people that were like, you got to get vaxxed.
As soon as you get it, they're like, how long do you have?
Yeah. They're like, my aunt's texting me. She's like, it's scary. It's very scary. I'm like, I thought the whole idea was that you got the vaccine so that you wouldn't be inundated with texts like, are your affairs in order?
No one wants, people are addicted to the death drama now.
Yes.
No one, we can't go back. We're not going to go back to like, you know, occasionally someone dies and we just live our lives. If people don't have a death every day to talk about or someone dying or someone in the hospital, they're going to lose their minds.
It gives their lives meaning.
Yeah, death culture now.
Yeah, it's a death culture. It's a good point. And what's interesting about having this is it is, you know, worrisome. You know, you try to stay off the internet when you have it, right? Because there's always like a case, there'll always be something to read about where you go, oh, fuck, you know?
Right. There's always someone who's died of everything. Like right. Everything out there you could die of, someone has.
Right. And what's interesting about COVID now is people act like it's the only thing killing people in America.
Right?
Like it's the only thing. This is a country, okay, that has mass shootings, an insanely high homicide rate, an opioid crisis, school shootings all the time, insane rates of cancer, heart disease, all kinds of problems, suicide, PTSD, untreated mental illness, horrible roads, traffic accidents. But people act like COVID is just the only danger out there.
Cops are finding hookers with like their throats cut, going, oh, COVID's getting nasty. which variant is this?
Yeah. Which variant is this where I shoot an innocent black guy in a 7-Eleven parking lot? What variant is that? I don't know. You know, I went, I got this monoclonal antibody infusion, which really helps. It's the same thing they gave to Trump. And, right. You know, being bigger, now I'm going to try to really lose weight now because this is not going anywhere, COVID, clearly. And it's just going to be
around. You already survived COVID. Why lose the weight?
Well, I just think it's still, it's a better idea. I got to prepare for whatever the next variant is going to be.
Sure.
The next variant's going to be like this. It's going to be hilarious. You're going to be like, not only does the vaccine not help the next variant, it hurts. Like, they're going to be like, are you vaccinated? Well, then the next variant's going to fuck you up.
Watch the fuck out.
Right. So I went and I got this monoclonal antibody infusion. It's made by a company called Regeneron, which is the thing that Trump got. Now, I don't know why it's not widely available. It is kind of like a miracle drug. I feel much better in under 48 hours. Really, well, I felt better in 24 hours.
I mean, it's hard to mass produce when you're based out of Argentina using old Nazi science.
Right. Well, but what's good about Texas is all the doctors here are QAnon. So they'll literally, they'll do anything, right? Like when I went in, the doctor's like, did you get vaccinated? I was like, yeah. He was like, all right. Like he wasn't like, good for you. Or he goes, all right. So I'm like, and then he goes like this. He goes, you want some ivermectin? And I went, well, I don't know. And he goes, how about this? He calls me up. He goes, why don't you go to a website? It's going to tell you all about the ivermectin.
He didn't even say what ivermectin is. He's just like, here. He's like, watch the trailer.
Yeah. He's like, have you seen Zeitgeist? No, he calls me, he goes, how are you doing after the antibodies? I said, good. He goes, okay, he goes, you want some ivermectin? And I went, well, I don't really know. I'm like, I don't know that I need it. I feel better. He goes, listen, just go to this website and it'll tell you all about it. He goes, these doctors, he goes, they're highly peer-reviewed. He goes, they're well-published. He goes, they're well-known. And he goes, so I go to the website and I'm not saying anything about ivermectin. I'm sure it has success and the people that believe it or whatever. But like Brett Weinstein's being interviewed on this website.
Brett Weinstein's not a doctor, though.
He's not a doctor.
Like he's perhaps a doctor of something, but
whatever. He's like not a doctor. So it's very interesting. Like what?
So I'm looking at YouTube link.
It's
if you want to take ivermectin, link in bio.
Yeah, no, it's literally a fucking, I forget what it's called. It's like the COVID coalition or something.
Oh, that's
I forget the name of it. I wish I had the name of it, right? And it's like the let me try to find it. And it's a website where they just have all these different.
Is Gary V on there?
Okay, it's called COVIDCriticalCare.com. FLCCC Alliance, Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance. We thank you for your continued support.
This is starting to remind me of the mortgage crisis.
So if you go to this, it just is like a bunch of interviews with people. And one of them is Dr. Pierre Corey and Paul Marek discuss the suppression of good science and more with Brett Weinstein. Dr. Corey on how ivermectin defeats the variants, blah, blah, blah. So it's just so funny. I was like, okay, I'd never been told by a doctor before to go to a website.
You know why, though? It's because when the trial happens, and it's like, and so you advise Mr. Dillon to take ivermectin. Actually, to clarify, I sent him to a website. He made his own decisions. Like, there's no doctor advice going. It's like he's selling you a speedball.
Yeah, the doctor calls me and goes, listen, we've had a lot of success with a new drug. Have you heard of the Compound Media Network? I want you to log on to Compound Media and... I mean, listen, maybe it works. I don't know. But I feel better. My oxygen levels are good. I'm walking 2 or 3 miles a day.
Did you take the ivermectin?
No, I have a script for it. I picked it up. I was like, hey, if I felt bad, I was going to take it. Right. It's like 7 pills a day or something.
That's a lot of pills.
It's a lot of pills. But I made it through. But you've never had this as far as you know.
COVID? No, I'm a very healthy man. And I've managed to keep it at bay with my physical acumen.
Well, and you don't leave your home.
I leave occasionally. I mean, I go out to dinner. I go to the movies. I've seen 4 or 5 movies since they reopened.
How 1950s of you? You're like, I go to the dinner. I go to the movies. You know?
No, but I'll walk around. And you know, my girlfriend, Lucy, she walks, you know, she leaves the house a lot. So, you know, if she caught it, I would get it. So, no, I mean, it's, I think it's not tearing through New York at the moment, but yeah, I'm sure it will at some point again.
The doctor calls me back and he goes, I want you to watch a documentary. Sit down. He goes, sit down.
Do you know that Jesus is actually based on a Sumerian myth? Anyway, take this pill.
Do you know that Jesus was based on Horus? Do you know that?
Oh, interesting. That's very interesting.
I'm like, can you take my blood pressure? He goes, sit down. Sit down and relax for a little bit, okay?
You know, our money is not backed by gold. Did you know that?
It's backed by nothing. You understand?
It's like, hey, what are my platelets count look like? Yeah. Oh, you know, debt is slavery.
I'm a Bitcoin maximalist. You know, it's the only way to keep the government in check. I'm like, I understand. Is my oxygen good? Is it above 95? How? What's the
thermite paint?
It's also some of these doctors in Texas. You go, where did you go to school? Like, because some of them go to like Texas Christian Academy of Jesus. You know.
Well, the weird thing is, like, don't a lot of them go over, like, I know, like, when people come from other countries, they, like, can't, their medical license can't transfer for some reason, but, like, aren't a lot of those guys, don't they go down to, like, South America to get their licenses a lot of the times? Isn't there a thing where they go to Brazil or they go to like?
Is that true? I didn't know that.
I don't know. Or like some. I think there's like med schools in the Cayman Islands that like some of these guys go to.
Oh my god!
Next to the banks that like funnel the money.
I mean, listen, I'm happy though. I got the antibody infusion. Like, I am glad that they were like, let's throw everything at it.
Yeah, no one's taking chances with you. No one thinks you're fighting it off on your own.
That's not true. I'm white. This is disproportionately affecting people that are non-white.
Because they don't get the blood of the children injected into them like you did.
Well, I was given it because it's given... There is a group in Texas called the Society for the Preservation of White Men. And,
oh,
and that's who... That's literally... I'm not even kidding. That's who gave me the infusion. That's who paid for it.
What?
That's who paid for the infusion. I swear to you.
What? Why?
It's about preserving European heritage.
That sounds sketchy.
Is it?
A little bit. I'm not sure what we're getting at here.
That's the reason I was able to get this. It said to preserve the lineage of Europeans.
I mean, are you really what they want to preserve?
This is I don't ask, you know? I don't ask. What's going on in New York?
It's fine. I mean, there's a lot more homeless under the overpasses now, but you know they gotta go somewhere. So you have a camps now under on Meeker Avenue. That's the biggest difference I see. Yeah, people just walking around. Some of them have masks. Some of them don't. Everyone's just kind of living their best life.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten stabbed yet.
No, I mean, you know, it's gonna take a while for this shit to right itself. It's very weird. And it's a very strange fucking time to do anything, or to plan anything. You know, I mean, I know that a lot of people have tour. I have a tour. I'm pretty sure the tours are going to be okay. I think they'll just, you know, basically... start requiring the vaccine everywhere as opposed to shutting things down.
Right.
That seems to be the direction things are heading in.
Other mind, I have to get my Excelsior pass.
What is that?
New York. The Excelsior pass is your proof, I guess, that you have the vaccine, and you'll need that to get into clubs and restaurants. Because I'm a man about town, so I'm going to need my Excelsior pass.
How are they going to keep track of all this? Like, who is going to be checking this? Some goon?
Yeah, so well, look, the same guy who fucking checks my ID to go into some shitty bar and it's like, oh, your license expired. Like,
When's the last time you've been ID'd?
I mean, some of these bars, I mean, they don't care. They like you have to have a license.
Oh,
I have to
bring
my passport. Like they'll literally check like an elderly person. They don't like because they're morons. They like these are people who can't be trusted to like do normal like to have judgment. So like their bosses tell them like no, like just you know. Molest that old woman and make sure she's who she says she is.
Yeah, this isn't a case by case. You check everybody.
Right.
I just love the idea of somebody looking at you and going, this 17-year-old thinks he's going to get over on me.
I'm a TikTok star.
I don't know that any of this is going to actually be implemented in the way that people want it to. I just think it's going to be pretty sloppy. And I think a lot of people are going to get lazy and go, yeah, whatever, just come in.
Right. Well, it depends on the outfit, I guess. I mean, because I guess they can be sued if it happens, right? Like, they can be...
It's hard to prove where you got it, right? Like, it's very difficult to prove how and where you got it. But I guess, yeah, sure. The fear is litigious. It's that you could get sued.
We should all just... I mean, that's a good point. Like, there is no way... We should all wear sensors. They should give you a sensor that, like, fucking... Like, it goes in your arm and just, you know, glows if you have COVID. Why can they do that?
How great would it be if tomorrow, like, Biden comes on TV, he's like, no vaccine mandates. Sensors in your arm that glow if you have COVID. He goes, we've heard the civil libertarians. We get it. We're not doing vaccine passports. Sensors in your body that will glow a lovely, like, iridescent blue if you have COVID.
I mean, look, and then do as you please. People can be, you know, you have informed consent then. You can go, I'm going to avoid this man, or I'm going to have sex with him. Either one.
Certain people are afraid of getting chips put in them. You want it.
I mean, as long as they're functional. I mean, yeah. You know those things that like that Amazon has, those little buttons that you can hit to order more like Ritz crackers?
There will be a period of fun because we clearly are becoming these hybrids, but there's going to be some real chaos before we're perfected.
The people who eschew it the most, whatever the word would be, who poo-poo on this this biomechanic stuff, are people who could use I could use a mechanical thyroid. It would help me.
Yes.
You know, like just shove a car battery into my neck and like, you know, get my metabolism going.
Well, the whole idea is if they do that to you and then you decide to overthrow the government with your group of freedom fighters, they can turn you off because they have they've hacked you. They can hack you.
But they can't even keep like, you know, Russian hackers from turning off the dam. Like they're gonna I could hack my neck implant probably.
Also, if they give you a neck implant, why would you overthrow the government?
Yeah, they're doing me a favor. I'm in the best shape of my life.
He just wants a neck implant. It is very interesting. Let's say we're all bionic and we're all running around and like we feel and look great and everything's regulated by a mainframe computer. There's probably no reason to have a revolution.
Yeah, like, you know, people want to fuck, they want to eat, and they want to, you know, enjoy a show every once in a while.
No, but if you listen to America, this is a country of hardcore freedom fighters.
Yeah, but it is because there's no jobs and there's no shows and there's no, you know, they took away everything good.
Yeah.
No one was rebelling when we were just, you know, eating steaks all day. And
no
like,
one cared about freedom when there was Game of Thrones and you could sit inside a Chili's.
Yeah.
Right.
It was nice.
Yeah, this freedom is a... Freedom's really, it's what you have when things aren't going great.
We used to talk about how, like, you know, a few years ago even, just like, oh, they'll never rebel because, you know, we have the iPod's too good, or the iPhone, and the food's too, like, plentiful. And, like, they're losing the bare fundamentals of what kept this thing going. Like, just feed everyone fat. And salt and like fucking like, you know, and give them a good show every once in a while.
And now they can't even keep that going. Well, the woke shit has ruined entertainment. So you don't have any entertainment. Yeah.
I can't believe that the CIA is, look, if it is a CIA op, there's the most short sight. They have, look, forget like agencies not talking to each other. The different parts of the CIA got to talk to each other. You got this woke division who is like screwing up the mind control division.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's the biggest fucking like short play in history where you're going to like, you're going to literally cause a group of people who've been docile their entire life to now start thinking about like serious anti-government activity because every time they turn on TV, they're being scolded.
Right.
They're being.
Do you think there was there some argument going on in some back room where it's like, why did you kill Epstein? They were eating pudding.
Right.
Like, they don't give a shit.
They don't care.
Now it's a thing.
It's a good point. Like, what if Epstein was just convinced to like hang three somewhat irrelevant guys? Like, he went out and he was like, okay, it was New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. It was some creepy physicist, and give him some like low level celebrity and be like, it was
Topher Grace.
Topher Grace. That's who it was. And then everyone in America would be like, fucking goddamn it, Topher Grace. And it's it. And then that's it. And then he goes to like some federal prison, but they couldn't chance that. They had to get rid of him. But do you get sad?
I mean, sometimes, yeah, sure.
But because of the variants, you're also like, I can't go to a therapist.
No, how could I? I can't leave my house. I'm worried about getting COVID. This is it's a catch-22.
Well,
if you ever feel like the world is ending, at least your pits don't have to smell like it. Mando is a high-performance pit shield created by a doctor who saw how normal body odor was being misdiagnosed. It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours, even when you're sweating through comedy, news, or just life. Choose from fresh scents like bourbon leather or pro sport. All products are baking soda and paraben-free, and they're gentle on skin. Mando's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get 20% off site-wide with our exclusive code. Use code SENT at shopmando.com for 20% off and free shipping. That's shopmando.com with code S-C-E-N-T. Mando's got you covered. Protect your pits. Smell great doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's strange because I hear about people. I'm also concerned about the type of vaccine passport, architecture they could build.
Sure.
I get it. We all get it, right? But it's just, it's so already down the road. And not to celebrate it coming, but it's so already here with your phone, with tech, with the ability to kick you off the internet, with the ability to really kick you off payment processors, right?
It's then you get the guy going, oh, no, I'm on Android. I'm fine.
Right. Yeah. It's already here, and not that we should celebrate it, and I'm not saying to welcome it with open arms, but it is interesting that people that, like, aren't aware of how down the road we are on a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, and look, we were saying for years, and we were late on it, too. It's not like we were looking at it with pioneers, but, like, the time for, like, doing anything was, you know, probably 20 years, just like climate change, probably 20 years ago.
Right.
We just can't, like, it would be hilarious if we did have a revolution, like the day before everything collapses, basically.
Well, we see what a revolution looks like, right? It's a guy in a Viking helmet running around taking selfies. That right. was an American revolution. Make no mistake, even though it wasn't a revolution and it was laughable, that was just about the level of revolution you're going to see in this country. Adults right. wearing costumes, taking selfies in the Congress and putting them up as their Facebook profile pictures. That's about the level of real revolutionary activity you're going to see.
Can you imagine, like, Trotsky photocopying his asshole and just pasting it on the wall?
Right. Just sitting on a photocopier. Like, what are you doing, Leon? He's like, shut the fuck up. He's taking photocopies of his ass. He's like, we'll show him. I mean, that's kind of where we're at, though. I mean, like, you know, when you look at the January 6th thing and you go, that's pretty much the most you're going to see. Because if not, yeah. then why didn't you see more then?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's coming from so many different angles too. Is a weird thing, like, you know, the misinformation, basically, like the level of the kind of people you're gonna get for a stop the steal type thing when there really was any reason to believe it. Like, it was
right.
You're gonna get the real yahoos. So there's a chance that, like, you know. When we stop saving babies in the hospital, which we will, we'll just kill babies in the hospital when they get the flu, right. or whatever. I'm just saying, there's levels of decay that's going to happen despite right. the infrastructure bill. You might get a little right. more wise.
Yeah, the infrastructure bill, that's the fix. It's the big right. fix.
But you know, I'm saying you might get a little more of a sampling of less.
Well, you see Yahoo-ish it on the people. You see it on the West Coast. You see Portland, Seattle. You see the Antifa people. You see, like, people that try to bomb some courthouses
that's
and try
point,
to, like,
yeah.
you know, they show up outside of politicians' houses and stuff. And but then the cops go and club them. You know,
when was the last time there was an actual terrorist attack that wasn't, you know, I mean, of course the mass shootings that are just individuals who have nothing to do with any kind of concerted, you know, conspiracy, but, you know, wink. But
terrorist attack. The last terrorist attack was the very not shady Boston Marathon, and before that it was the very not shady 9/11, and before right. that it was the very not shady Oklahoma City bombing.
That's a weird thing. We have so much more.
Had no idea about anything that was happening either of those times, despite yeah. mountains of evidence to the contrary.
The fact that they were the half the population of Elohim City.
Yeah, I mean, despite having successful infiltrations in all of those groups and an insane amount of surveillance.
Can you infiltrate yourself?
What'd you say?
Can you infiltrate yourself?
Right. I mean, no, but I mean, they had surveillance capability on every person who was involved pretty much in all of those attacks. The vast majority of those people.
It does seem like sketchy. Like those people just seem more serious. Like, Waco seemed more serious, and like the Oklahoma City bombing seemed more serious. Like what? I do kind of take some pause from like, you know, the level of discourse in this country, and things are getting, you know, weird and bad. But that being said, it does seem more clownish than it used to be. Like everyone, even the white supremacists, even the militant commie, everyone just seems more clownish.
Yeah, well, because I think it's dawning on everybody that this doesn't get better.
Right.
Like, I think that that's something that people are starting to, there's a capitulation, whether it's knowingly or unknowingly, to the new reality, to the new normal, to the idea that the violence is not going to stop. The pandemic is going to roll on and be what it's going to be. The gridlock in government and public health policy, the edicts and mandates that are handed down that are selectively enforced, the politicians that, you know, have these lavish birthday parties maskless while requiring masks. All of this is never going to stop. It's going to stop in maybe a few years when Delta is gone, but then we'll have another problem. Maybe not a public health problem, but we'll have climate issues. Like, you know, these fires in California, you have the serious climate problems, right?
Right.
And then what's going to happen? You're going to have the elite go, stay inside on Wednesday because the fucking air is not good. How dare you? And then Wednesday, they're going to be having a luau. Because they're going to have like an oxygen tent up and they're all going to be partying. And that's not going to change because the planet is becoming less and less hospitable. So what they're trying to do is figure out ways to keep the lid on things like barely while they can dance and do conga lines and fuck kids on Epstein's Island. Like they're just trying to figure out how to keep it all from bleeding out into the street.
Do you think, and this is purely speculative, but do you think over the next few decades, the level of luxury for these people declines as well?
No, I think it'll actually become more technologically advanced. Like they will start purifying oxygen. Like the level of luxury is only going, it may decline in the sense that like, it may be less important to have an opulent mansion than it is to have a well-guarded compound with your own hospital. Yeah.
Like, you're not going to have a beautiful, you know, sandstone.
You may need your own ER now.
Right.
So that may be the new luxury. It may be like, how many wings does your house have? It goes, well, we have one wing, and it's a cardiac wing. Like, we have our doctor. Like, that may be the new luxury. The new luxury may be having, like, as these systems fail, which kind of interesting to think about, like, as these systems fail, rich people may start thinking, how much of this can we do at home?
The new yacht will be a school bus buried underground with guns inside of it.
Yes. Perhaps. You know? I mean, I do think then you're going to also have, you know, air quality issues. You're having a lot of air quality issues on the West Coast.
Right.
And that won't stop. These fires are not going to stop. So, yeah, it's already dystopian, but what's the next level after dystopian?
Just Armageddon, like apocalypse. I mean, you know, flying horse, like horses of the Grim Reapers.
Here's what I don't understand, and maybe this is the vaccine, and we'll all realize this eventually, but like me and you have always said, why don't they just start giving people drugs?
Yeah.
Well, like, why? I mean, Why have to be conscious for this? Why can't they give you something in the mail that you could take that at least makes this seem more fun?
I mean, is it a coincidence that the mortgage crisis and the Iraq and Afghanistan wars and the torture coincided with like the OxyContin crisis?
No, it was like, listen, yeah, we're torturing people and blowing up fucking cars. Who gives a shit? Get a pool. You can afford it now. You can afford to drown in your own backyard. Take this pill and go in your pool.
It doesn't look. I understand the forest is dry. Can't they like? I know it's a.
I don't know why they can't. But every year it burns. It's they can't.
They can't bring sprinklers into it and just wet it. I know there's like a lack of water, but like, aren't you kind of near the ocean? Just dump ocean water. What's going on?
It doesn't work. There's too many acres of wick forest ready to just burn at any moment. It's just hot. It's dry and hot.
You get those those hoses that they make that like that irrigate. They seep out of the sides of the hose. Just get some of that. What's this infrastructure all about then? We don't need another bridge. We just need get some hoses.
I mean, when you drive around Flint, Michigan, or when you drive around any of these places, you go, more and more of the country's probably going to start to look like that.
They never fixed the water, did they?
I don't know. I didn't drink any water.
It would be amazing if they do all this infrastructure stuff and they never fix Flint.
Well, they probably won't. But more and more of America will start to look like those places because people are just going to leave. Cops will leave. Cops go, I don't want to do this fucking gig, right? If they have any other option. And then you have flight. People just leaving. And then the people that are stuck there are going to have to live in these hellish conditions. And then, these become like a no man's land where people just don't go. And, I think, unfortunately, over the next 20, 30 years, 50 years, whatever, you're just going to see more. And I mean, Sikorsky helicopters keep large percentages of Connecticut employed. If they leave, Connecticut becomes Detroit, parts of it.
Right.
So
and people still worry about the Taliban because it fosters terrorism. What do you think is going to happen in the inner ring of Detroit?
That's right. People don't give a shit.
Right.
People don't understand. Yeah.
What happened to ghost towns? Like people used to when it all dried up, people used to leave. Why isn't? I know people have it rough, but I mean, like, should we be relocating these people? Get them out. If the whole thing's done, which I get it, we're not making cars anymore. Let's get out.
Joe Biden comes out tomorrow. He goes, two things this government's going to do. Number one, in your arm will be a sensor that will glow if you come in contact, if you have coronavirus. Number two, we're doing the Flint relocation project where we're randomly picking people to adopt a family from Flint, Michigan. Yes, we should be relocating these people, but the problem is, there's not a lot of places to relocate them to. Like, dude, if you go to Cleveland, Ohio, right? If you go to places like Omaha, Nebraska, if you drive around this country enough, the New Yorks and Chicagos and Miami and LA, these are the anomaly.
Can't we just take them? Because Cincinnati doesn't, people are going to hate me for it, but Cincinnati doesn't really need to be where it is. And neither is Cleveland. And neither is Omaha. Can't we just make one or two nice cities out of them? Just bring everyone together.
How do you make the nice cities?
You get a couple. I'm sorry. You get a Foxconn. We'll build another Foxconn. Weren't they going to do it anyway?
You might be right.
You give some. You have people. We got outlaw robots, and we got outlaw.
We do need large factories for people so they could do math and work.
Yeah. I mean, drugs used to help. You don't think dock workers used to,
of course.
Do heroin? Of course they did.
No, we demonized drugs and we've demonized the idea of the working man. A working man should get a fair wage to work in a factory and do speed.
The time when this country was built, right, the 1800s, when we fetishize the Gilded Age and all those guys, everyone was drunk.
That's right.
The amount of people, that's why prohibition happened for a reason, because everyone was just plastered all the time on cider or whiskey or whatever. No one was drinking water, and it was the most productive time in American history, except maybe post-war America. But I'm just saying, we used to have a great relationship with drugs and alcohol. And this puritanical screed that we've gone on has ruined it. Nancy Reagan ruined this country.
Nancy Reagan.
Just say no to jobs, apparently.
I gotta get my kitchen floor. I just had tile done. I gotta have it redone because you're right. It looks dirty.
It looks like streaks of dirt. You just went on a hike in the woods.
Looks filthy. It's just the type of tile. Looks filthy. I don't want my house to look like I live in Flint. after having just a discussion about how bad the world's getting, I'm like, I gotta have the floor redone. But what do you want me to do? I'm just being honest.
I mean, is it ethically sourced tile?
I have to just I told the company I don't want to work with them anymore. I said, I'll pay you for the materials, but just drop it off at the house. I don't like the way the guy laid the tile. I don't like any of it.
Oh, so the guy who you were talking about on the show last week or whatever, he's the one who laid the tile?
No, he hired some guy. I just didn't love it. But it's really more the actual tile looks dirty.
Yeah. No, the first thing, I thought it was, you know, you were on FaceTime. I thought it was FaceTime. But no, it's like streaks of like, you know, it looks like mud.
No, it's bad. It's really disgusting. These people are disgusting. And, but that's a look down here, like dirty kitchen floor. That's kind of a look here. This is like ranch hands and, you know, people are just,
Is this the same thing as where you were living before? Like everyone's pretending to have horses?
No, these people are legit, those people. These people are real the deal, you know, as opposed to pretending.
If you ever feel like the world is ending, at least your pits don't have to smell like it. Mando is a high-performance pit shield created by a doctor who saw how normal body odor was being misdiagnosed. It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours, even when you're sweating through comedy, news, or just life. Choose from fresh scents like bourbon leather or pro sport. All products are baking soda and paraben-free, and they're gentle on skin. Mando's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get 20% off site-wide with our exclusive code. Use code SENT at shopmando.com for 20% off and free shipping. That's shopmando.com with code S-C-E-N-T. Mando's got you covered. Protect your pits. Smell great doing it.
Dude, Haiti is getting rocked by earthquakes.
They're the unluckiest country out there.
Kabul is on the brink. What do you say, Ray? Kabul is on the brink.
Look, it's been, I don't understand. It's been 20 years since 9/11. Are we really still worried about them doing terrorism? I mean, look, if they're not morons and they learn their lesson, like, hey, it took us 20 years to get this back, maybe we don't have next Bin Laden hanging out over here.
But they didn't really.
Well, they took the country over. But if I was the Taliban, I'd be like, look, the one thing we don't do is have terrorist camps. That's right. If I were in the Taliban, that's what I would do. Because now we're back in charge. They can't, yeah. Look.
But then the Taliban's going to be like, but they're telling us. The U.S. is telling us that we should have terrorist camps.
Don't fall for it again.
Us. Yeah. They're telling us.
That's the thing. Don't fall for it.
Don't. Great point. Don't fall for it. You fell for it in the 80s. You kept falling for it through the 90s. Like, when we tell you we want to train and arm radical elements of your society, don't go in for that.
I mean, has there ever been a country, maybe, I don't want to like play the typical, you know, whatever, but, you know, France it gets accused of laying down for the Nazis. But, like, I'm saying, Afghanistan, they don't seem to be doing anything. At least all the American officials are saying, like, we trained them. We did all this. They're not doing anything to stop this. The Afghan, you know, provisional government, whatever they call it, or regular government, or the armed forces of, I mean, we've been training them for 20 years. At what point are we, like, you know, yeah, you got to defend your own country? Maybe they just want the Taliban.
I mean, it's a great point. Michael Tracy said it on Twitter. It's like, how have we built this thing that collapses in like a day?
Yeah.
What, like, were we, how does this, I mean, work?
Maybe we were just spending the whole last 20 years like growing opium.
I also don't think we ever want any of this to work.
Yeah. Well, we want a reason to go back.
Yeah. Well, we want
the collapse. I mean, maybe that's the thing. Maybe that's the play, is that, like, look, we're going to go back, but we need a year or two where it gets real bad, where, like, we can point to, like, look, they're making the women wear dog collars again. We can't allow this. Like, you know, it was too good for too long in Afghanistan.
Yeah. It's very strange, and I don't know what's going to go down. I just know that we've got really a few peaceful years left on this planet before it gets a hell of a lot worse. It's tough to tell people that served the country. Like, the people that are joining the military now, it's like, God bless them.
I mean, it's still better than working at Walmart, I guess.
I guess you're right. That's a good point.
It's not like getting a job at Ford.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's because now we now know, like, it's, the proof is really out there that, like, nothing is going to work.
No, I mean, like,
Should the armed forces now just have a sign that says, "You will die in vain"? Like, there's no way you won't die in vain. Unless somehow, like, you save a baby on one of these missions that makes sense to no one, that's doomed to failure. Maybe you, like, save a baby and that's your good, but pretty much.
Or you're Chris Kyle and you shoot the baby.
Right. Dude, so Ben goes out, you know, they have friends in Texas, and like all the people here in Texas think Chris Kyle's like a hero. Like they believe like everything, you know, like right. They're just like, you ever see the movie American Sniper? You ever see it? You ever see that movie Zero Dark 30? What? It's a clown show.
They all hate Jesse Ventura. I think he's an American scum.
Yeah. So what was? He's dead now, right?
Chris Kyle accused, like, Chris Kyle basically in his book said that Jesse Ventura was like at some SEAL funeral, Navy SEAL funeral, and just like saying the guy deserved to die, and got in some fight with him, and like, which is like, even look, I know he goes on TV and talks about the Loch Ness monster. But I mean, the guy was like basically a SEAL. Like, I don't think he's like Jesse Ventura.
Is Jesse Ventura alive or dead?
Oh, he's alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's an interesting guy to get on the show.
Oh, he'd be great to talk to.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, look, just don't ask him about the harp gun. He gets a little, things get a little hazy when you talk about stuff like that. But
why?
I think he knows. He's just like, he doesn't really have he casts a wide net.
What, the weather gun? Is that what you mean by the harp gun?
I'm just saying he doesn't really have a strong filter. I think he wanted to fill that show up with, like, you know, topics. So
he made
some
good points about 9/11 and some other weird shit.
No, he does. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just, you know, but then he might start going off about, like,
gun. But the harp gun is the real problem. Right. There is a COVID gun. You're like, Jesse.
stay focused.
I take ivermectin in my asshole. It's not gay.
It's just going off about Navy SEALs. Navy SEALs don't deserve what they get.
SEAL Team 6 was a bunch of pussies. Bin Laden's an American fucking hero.
How great would it be if he just went completely insane?
I love Osama Bin Laden and the Bin Laden family.
He's just doing, like, praying to Mecca.
Yeah. The only God is Allah. The only true God is Allah. He should open up. We should see how far we can get telling him we're like big investors and that we want to open up a conspiracy theory restaurant with him.
Conspiracy Fridays?
You'd get a meeting. Like, you'd absolutely get a meeting if, like, you were like, Jesse, we really want to open up like a conspiracy themed restaurant, like an Applebee's or a Fridays or an Outback. You know, but instead of like boomerangs and kangaroos on the wall, we have like
syringes,
pictures of Building 7 and fucking like, you know, the Northwoods nachos are my favorite. Like things like that.
MK Ultra Feast.
Yes, MK Ultra. I mean, I always wanted to do a conspiracy theory line ice creams. We talked about it on the Patreon, but ice cream is so hard. You can't do it. You can't ship it. You can't make any money. I've always wanted to make my own line of ice cream.
A conspiracy hot sauce, maybe.
No, I'm sick of the sauces. I can't taste anything right now. Food is still good, which is how you know that, like, you have a problem with food. Is it when you can't taste anything? Food's like you're still looking forward to it. Yeah. People are like, how can you eat? I'm like, I can eat. You just don't taste it. You just keep eating.
It's nice and chewy.
I'm eating a lot healthier now. I'm just eating nothing inflammatory because of the COVID, which I think in a few days I'll test negative. But the, whatchamacallit, I've always wanted to make a line of ice creams and sell them, but very expensive to a very small select group of people. Like we'd probably have to charge something stupid for a pint of ice cream.
$50?
Something like that.
People might buy it. I think you're right.
Well, you had a great, like, we had some good ideas about like Jeffrey Egg Cream. Where we'd have like an egg cream style ice cream with like a fudge ripple, and then like little chocolate girls. Or we'd have like the sweet jet fuel doesn't melt sweet cream. And we'd have like a 9/11 themed ice cream. Like we, you know, we had a whole thing.
Controlled demo licorice.
Something like that. Joan Beignet Ramsey, which had beignets right. And it had a chicory coffee swirl. It was a New Orleans theme, even though they're not from there, but you know.
Yeah.
But you know, we have, but I think if we got Jesse Ventura, like got his people and we're like, you know.
Does he still have people? I mean, he's just some guy now, isn't he?
How do you start a business? It's a great question. Like all these people that are like small business owners, how do you even start a business? Like in this, like how much, you need so much capital to just start anything.
Oh, you mortgage your house or your parents' house. It's usually how, right. I mean, for a small, small business. Like, you right. know, and it'll fail. Like, you know, I mean, like anyone who like lasts more than 2 years.
Here's
like,
my
no.
thing. Can we take like $100,000 and just start a coffee house that's going to fail, but it'll be hilarious?
Yeah. I mean,
like, do you know what I mean? Like, can we just grand? Lease a space and start like a coffee house and... Like, literally do that. Like, put crazy shit on a wall. Like, can we do all of that?
Oh, no. For sure. Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, 100%.
But there's all the legal things about hiring people, but what if we just hire our friends, like Devin and Ida? And-
yeah, I mean, basically, you just kind of, you know, call it a... You just call it a... You hire them as models, basically.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can't, you know, they just work for hire.
Yeah.
Isn't that what Hooters does or someone or
because what if we really could succeed with like a restaurant? We just don't even know it.
Yeah, I mean just a bucket of spaghetti. Just real trash. I mean just, you know.
No, what if I'm not kidding, like what if we went to like Huntsville, Alabama and opened a restaurant called Bucket of Spaghetti? No, like hear me out.
Work.
Where you would get buckets of spaghetti.
Yeah. And like different sauces, like there'll be yes. a pesto sauce, there'll yes. be a,
oh, no,
a peanut butter sauce.
What'd you say, peanut butter sauce?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Right.
Peanut butter and jelly pasta.
Yeah.
Bucket. Bucket.
Honestly, we shouldn't even be talking about this. Someone's going to steal this. This is a good idea.
Wiley Dufresne used to do peanut butter pasta at WD-50 in New York. It was a very like conceptual restaurant.
Oh, really?
Good. I think he did,
well,
yeah.
here's the thing. We don't have utensils. You have to just eat out of the bucket, like a pig.
Like a trough.
Yeah.
What if we had something called the trough, where like you had to put your face in it and eat it?
Yeah. I mean, it'll be really fun if we just, if we handcuff your hands behind your back to the chair. And so you just have to, like you're in a pie eating contest.
I don't know if insurance would go in for that. No, but I think like, I'm like not even kidding. Like I think like if you just had a restaurant called Bucket. And it was like yeah. Bucket of Nachos.
It's called Johnny Buckets.
Johnny Buckets. And anything you want, it's in a bucket.
Yeah. Yeah. You could choose. Like, let me get three chicken wings, a quarter pound of pasta, some peanut butter and jelly. And then you just put it in a bucket and just match it together.
Yeah. Bucket.
It's like Stone Cold Creamery.
Yeah. The drink. Yeah. Cold Stone Creamery. The drinks are in a bucket. Everything's in a bucket, and it's cardboard.
It's better, bucket.
It's better for the environment. No plastic.
You put the drink, the soda, like, in the bucket together, so it's all one big slop.
Yeah, bucket. It's bucket life.
Yeah,
and it'd be and we'd sell shirts, and the shirts would say, "Fuck it, I'm getting a bucket." I wonder if KFC does that. Fuck it, I'm getting a bucket. Probably not.
They should. I mean, they think they're being irreverent, but they're, you know, that's too much of a it's cowardice.
Tell people where they can find you.
You listen to the Kump podcast. It's on YouTube and wherever you get podcasts. Very funny show. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ray Kump.
Are you enlisting in the military to fight? How are you letting them lose Kabul?
I've sent them.
Should we start tweeting at POTUS? Why are you letting them lose Kabul?
This is Saigon all over again.
How dare you? Yeah. It's going to be bad.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Russia and China are standing by them.
Why aren't they? Why do they hate us so much? Like, China at this point, with the Uyghur Muslims or whatever, shouldn't they, like, doesn't China get any blame in this world anymore? Why are we the great Satan all the
you
time?
You know why? I think China just kind of just does it and shuts up about it. Like, we would do that to the Uyghur Muslims, but then, like, we'd make, like, a movie about how, like, we're, like, they're working at the North Pole.
Right?
You know what I mean? We'd do a movie about how they're, like, Santa's helpers, and then people would find out the reality, and they'd be like, yeah, those Muslims, they gave them jobs at the toy shop. And they'd be like, no, they didn't. They tortured the shit out of them. So when you find out what we're really doing, it's so strikingly different from what we're purporting to do that people get upset, whereas China's just like, yeah, I guess people got They got right. tortured. And there's something, I don't know, maybe there's something refreshing about that.
Probably.
TimDillon.com, Tim Dillon Comedy, where we'll be back out on the road soon, folks. Thank you very much for listening. God bless you. Go follow Raycom. Thank you.